Okay. The blessing for 2018 comes from John 10:10. As I was reading, have been reading and meditating on this, you know that last time we were together, that was your blessing for that week. But as I've been praying and meditating on this, the Lord's just been giving me more and more. And as we're going into our fast, I would ask us to meditate on John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, so you can get the full scope of what the Lord Jesus is saying here. And I'm not going to take time to read this morning, because really the focus of the blessing for 2018 is the word life, L-I-F-E, life. And Carmen is going to minister on that, and she's going to do a very good job of that. I have all confidence of the Hebrew word that means life, and also give an opportunity to show you the mug that we gave to Christ Central and what that means on there, okay? But as I was meditating on this, what the Lord has been putting in my heart is the last part of John 10:10. My purpose, Jesus says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's Jesus' purpose. That's why he came, to give us a rich and satisfying life. Well, I was meditating on that rich and satisfying. Now, positionally, Christ has already done that, right?
Yes.
Because he's already come to abide inside of us. He enjoys a rich and satisfying life, right?
Yes.
He did the will of the Father. He completed the will of the Father. He's gone back to sit on the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for us. Mm-hmm. So positionally or prophetically, that's been fulfilled. In Christ, we have a rich and satisfying life. Mm-hmm. In
yes.
Christ.
Amen.
But by experience, do we? There's a difference between positionally in Christ, I have this kind of life. I have the opportunity to develop this kind of life or live this kind of life. But do all believers live a rich and satisfying life? I don't think so. Can they? Yes. You know what I always go back to? As long as Holy Spirit is on the earth, I have an opportunity to go deeper into the knowledge of God, right?
Yes.
Didn't Jesus say he was the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
He still is the teacher. He's the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
He's the strength. He's the standby. He's the helper. Jesus said he'll take all the words ever I spoke to you, and he'll teach them to you. So what was in my heart, and Holy Spirit helped me to relay what's in my heart. Saints, I want to go deeper into that rich and satisfying life. When I leave this earth, I want people to say, you know, my life was enriched because I knew her.
Mm.
God helped her to satisfy a place in my life.
Mm.
Not because of me, like Shirley prayed, and even what Miss Virtel prayed. Lord Jesus, use me. Use me however you want to use me to bring people around me into the knowledge of who you are. Saints, I believe that this year, God wants to take us into a richer and a deeper and a more satisfying life in him. I believe he's going to do that through prayer and through his word. I believe Holy Spirit's going to take us into a deeper, more successful and satisfying prayer life. And all we have to do is set ourselves in a position to say, just like a little child, Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you today. I have purposely marked out this time in my life today to sit in your presence. Show me, teach me what it means to have a rich and satisfying life. Take me deeper into who you are. Take me into a deeper knowledge of who you are, Jesus, what you did in my life, and what you want me to do for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, you can do that while you're in the car driving. You can do that while you're showering. The whole point is that take a time and mark out a time when you talk to God. You know, one of the things I'm learning in a deeper way from God, God answers a cry. If you cry out to God in sincerity, that doesn't mean necessarily tears are coming from your eyes, but it's an earnest heart plea. God, I need this. Lord, I've got to have this from you. God, I can't survive without this. Lord, this is a must in my life. This is a necessity. God will always answer a heart cry. Get a journal. Get a journal. Get a journal.
Amen.
I'm believing God for great things for you, the body of Christ, in 2018. Write down your petitions and requests to God. Write down what He shows you. I would encourage you to keep it in a separate book. I believe 2018 is going to be such a deep, rich, and satisfying year. You know why? Because I'm seeking God for it to be.
Amen.
And because Jesus said I could have it. Did He say I could have it?
Yes.
He said, I came to fulfill my purpose was to give you this. Amen. The enemy came to steal, kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come, one translation says, to give you life and give it more abundantly. What does that mean? He gave me life, John, but I want to tap into the more abundance of that life
there
in me.
Go. There you go.
I have come to give you life.
Right.
I gave you life, but now I want to give it to you more abundantly. I want to abundantly give you, I want to cause with abundance this life I've given you to just flow out of you. Just to fill you so full that all that comes out of you is life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Okay, these are a few notes that I took, and then I'm going to have Carmen come up because I'm not teaching today. I'm not preaching today. But these are a few notes that the Lord gave me, okay? Rich and satisfying life. Make your own. Spend your time during this fast to seek this out from the Lord. That's the purpose of this fast, saints. The purpose of this fast is John 10:10. Is to do some soul searching within yourself. God, how have I come short of this rich and satisfying life in you? I don't want to come short anymore, Lord. I want to live in satisfaction. Amen?
Yes.
It's selfish for me not to live in this rich and satisfying life. If I don't have it, I can't give it. I can't bless others if I'm not blessed myself.
Yes.
If I don't have peace, how can I give peace? I can't. I can't give what I don't have. Here are just a few notes. Get your own. Start your own and meditate on this. John 10:1-18, especially John 10:10. Okay? I hope I put this in here, but if I didn't, I didn't. So let me say it now. John 10:10. I am very serious. I'm just as serious about this, and it starts with me. Whose purpose am I allowing myself to work with and fulfill on this earth? In John 10:10, Jesus said the purpose of the devil was to kill, steal, and destroy. My purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life. So I'm asking myself, Lord, whose purpose am I working with on this earth? Am I working to fulfill your purpose? Am I allowing the devil to use my heart, my thought life, my words, my attitude? Or am I allowing you always, God, to help me to walk in a rich and satisfying life? I tell you, I need this. And I don't think it's just for me either. I need this, y'all. I need this. So here are a few thoughts, okay? Go deeper into his rich and satisfying life. Go deeper into this life. Okay? Ask Jesus, by the power of His Holy Spirit, to show you, that me too, this means me, just what He meant by this statement. What did you mean by this, Jesus? Not what people say you meant, but what do you really mean by this? And bring this kind of deeper life to me. Help me to find this. Bring me into this deeper kind of life. Study His life on earth. Study the gospel. Study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and James. Study what He said. Study what He did. Study how He responded to people around Him. Study it. No one has yet exhausted the richness of who He is, right?
Right.
No one totally, completely enjoys satisfaction in Him to the degree that Holy Spirit can't teach you more about Him.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Get along with Him and cry out to Him for this kind of life, to go deeper into His life. Last thought. How does the life he gave me help others to achieve the richness and satisfaction of knowing his life? Mm. How is his life in me helping me to help others to find that life? Mm. Now, these are just a few thoughts. I'll write them over for you if you want me to, and make you a copy next week if you want me to. But, you know, the Lord will show you the same thing. You don't need this. You don't need this. This is just a cry. Lord, I wanna live a richer and more satisfying life with you. That's my thoughts on this. This is what I believe the Lord's gonna do this year, and I believe he's gonna enrich our prayer life. I believe he's gonna take us to another place in him, a deeper place in him that we have never known before. That, saints of God, we would just think before we even get it out of our mouth, our thoughts will be so in tune for God, it'll come to pass before we even pray for it. Well, thank you for that overwhelming response of faith. Amen. Have you ever thought a thought and it happened before you?
Yes.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
Amen. I'll even forget things that I thought I could remember, that I was going to remember. And I'll be out doing something else. And the Lord, that something else I'm doing will trigger something in my mind that I should have done. And right then I say, thank you, Lord. And I share it with somebody who's around me, so I remember to go do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's good. Miss Carmen, you ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, we're going to reteach this next week, because I don't want anybody to miss this. Amen?
Amen. This actually, I am myself planning on studying out, and I am already asking the Lord that he will bring this into a teach. Mm. Amen. Because there's a lot there. There is a lot in this. And I can only chew one little bit at a time, because that's how rich that this one particular, there's several people that you can find out there teaching on this. And this one in particular, one that I found, it's a rabbi. And Jewish people, I am seeing that how these traditions and things that they have, even in the natural, is kind of, you sit there and you read it and you're like, huh, you know, and then you finish it and you're like, oh my gosh, I see that. But at first your head kind of tilts. And I'll just give you this one little example. I'm not finished with it in no means, but in one of the prayer things, they were talking about the person's spine, the vertebrae. Mm. And and my head went, like a little puppy dog. You know, I love when little puppy dogs go, I was kind of like, and my ears went up, and I was like, okay, well, this is kind of strange. But, and then as I finished reading it, I was like, oh, I see it. And it was like, so there's not even any way that I could study this in even a week. It's a chew by chew. So it started with wanting to know what 18, and there's actually a couple, because there's the Hebrew. If you look it up, you'll see the Hebrew. And then, of course, there's the biblical of 18. The Lord told me to stick with the Hebrew. Amen. The biblical is still good, but biblical, I'm going to get the yucky out of the way first. Biblical 18, I haven't studied it out. I just seen where it was a few definitions. It actually means bondage. But then it also is turned around, because then they give examples of Jesus loosing the woman who was bowed over for 18 years. And then there were some other examples. Amen? So I believe that that in that little bit that I saw is that Jesus touched 18 and turned it into freedom. Mm. Amen? But the Lord told me to stick with the Hebrew. And I looked it up and studied it much earlier than I typically do. I think it was towards the end of the summer. And I told Kathy what the 18 meant. And I am saving up money now because I want, because I don't want no cheapo. I want the emblem of the Chi. And I want the Chi that I've already looked. And on some of the nicer jewelry ones, they're quite pricey. And they have one that's pretty that's got the Chi inside the Star of David. Mm. And I really want that one. And it was wonderful last night because when I walked into Mama's house, there was an envelope on the counter. And it said my name on there. Which is kind of, so I thought right away it was actually, I thought it was from Pat. And because my mom doesn't refer to me typically unless she's introducing me by my name. She calls me by a nickname. And even when she writes things out for me, she puts my nickname. But then I looked and I thought, oh, this is Mama's handwriting. I thought, she never puts Carmen on. She puts my nickname. And inside she had a note. There was a check for a little bit of money, and she had a note in there, thank you for everything that you did for the family for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, praise God, because I'm going to cash that. I'm going to put that with my other money that I've got squirreled away, because I'm getting myself that Chi.
Amen.
And it's several hundred dollars to buy a nice one, mm-hmm. to buy a pretty one. And so I went out, and I said, Mama, thank you. You didn't have to do that. She said, yes, I did. So... So anyway, I said, praise God.
Amen.
Because the Lord had a couple of customers at the end of the year. Mm. Give me some money. He said, God told me to give this to you. And that one lady in particular said, he said to tell you it was for you. Mm. Because the Lord knows that if I have a debt, I'll use it to get. And so I know that the Lord told her that to make sure that I didn't. Then I had another customer that he said, Carmen, this should have been more. I said, no. I said, we still made. I said, this is good. He said, would it hurt your feelings if I give you $20 more? I said, no, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. So he wrote out a business check to pay for the invoice. So I put that away with my squirrel money. Amen. So I'm saving up for that.
Amen.
Because I'm going to buy me that pretty Star of David with a kite in it. Amen.
Amen.
So when I share that with Kathy, we've been chewing on it during the fall when we bring it up. And then when Denise brought up about buying them a tumbler, that's when, you know, Kathy, we were going around with this and Kathy kind of went with hope. And then all of a sudden the Lord gave her that word alive in Christ. But it's beautiful because Chi does mean life, or it means alive.
Mm.
And Kathy didn't even know that at that time, that it means alive. Amen.
Right.
Now, following through on what Kathy just spoke about, abundance and life, it is, I love the way Holy Spirit puts things together.
Amen.
Because this one rabbi, and I'm going to tell you that this is from God, because I'm going to tell you, it was hard for me to continuously find his website.
Mm.
I had to key in specific words for his thing to pop up. It took me an hour yesterday to find it again. I said, Lord, help me, because I promise you, if I find it this time, I am going to write it down, because I kept keying in words that I thought I had keyed in before and could not find it. Mm-hmm. I had a time last Sunday finding it at Kathy's, and I said, okay, I'm going to memorize it, and I didn't. And I thought I memorized it, but I didn't. But I'm going to tell you what, this time I copied and pasted that sucker into Word.
Amen.
I made me a copy. And I filed it on both of my computers, because I said I was not losing this again. Amen. But flowing into what Kathy, what the Lord had already given her, this rabbi starts off saying that 18 means your performance.
Mm.
The full extension. 18 is life, and then he put an exclamation point. 18 means your performance. He put it in red and bolded it. 18 means your performance, comma, the full extension, period. 18 is life, exclamation point is how he wrote it on there. 18 represents a basic structure of life. They get this. If you've ever listened to any Jewish teaching at all, or pastors, and it's coming forth a lot more through different ministers like Perry Stone and Cindy Jacobs and different ones of that nature, that they're spreading more and more, that with every Hebrew letter is a numerical value with it. So that's how they come up with Chi, because, and remember that Hebrews read from the right to the left, where we read left to right. So from the right to the left, it is the two letters that have the equivalent of one's 10 and one's an 8, which equals 18. And then it's the word Chi. The CH is pronounced like Bach, so Chi. And then the I, like in high, so Chi.
Chi.
Is how it.
Chi.
Yeah, that's the best I can pronounce. I really need to call one of the temples on Trenum Road and ask them to pronounce it. But it means life, means to be alive. Now, what I shared last Sunday, and this is what I'm going to share, and then I'm going to read one of the Jewish people. I have to go back over and read within the notes. I believe it's either weekly or daily. I want to say daily, and that they stand and they pray this one particular psalm. But there's so much in it. I just, it's going to become a lesson. What I shared last week is what this gentleman shared, and I thought it was interesting that even this is Leviticus 18. Leviticus 18:5. It says that the Lord says, if you'll do my statutes, learn my commandments and my statutes, and he says the man, it depends on which translation you read, if you do the statutes and the commandments, you will live in them. If we live in those things, what would we have? Life. You could have nothing else. He is the source of life. He is life. And isn't, if we go into the New Testament, we can pull out scriptures where Jesus says that. We could back it up with the New Testament. In them you have life is one part of scripture that I can think of right now. But I'm not saying the full part of that scripture. And right at the moment, I can't tell you where it is. But I know in there, Jesus said, if you have this, you have life. And he's speaking about the scriptures.
He said, I am the resurrection and the
life. Yeah, and I am the resurrection and the life. But that Leviticus means like if you were doused, if you're doused in those statutes and commandments and living them, but not rigid like the Pharisees. And this is now coming to me now. Living rigidly with the word will cause your flesh, as it did with them, to add to.
Ooh.
Because you're not free.
Ooh.
That just came to me. Ooh. Because they added to. Ooh. That you have to do it this way. You have to. But no, there's a freedom to it. There's a freedom to it. You are in it. You're living in the statutes and you're living in the commandments of God, but with a freedom. He's a free God. That's why these You know, that's why these nations, all of a sudden, they'll spur up. And I'm going to tell you, no matter what you think of our president one way or another, I am going to tell you that his boldness to do what previous ones would not do, that they said they would do, but they didn't do, and previous presidents that even shunned Israel, I'm going to tell you it's a curse. And it put a certain curse on our land. But the boldness of this man to rise up and say, no, Jerusalem's Israel's capital.
That's the truth.
It's like I told some people simply, if I hold up some carrots, they're orange. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you, it broke some of the breaking that we're going to see this year. Last year, the breaking and the turmoil and the things that were out of control, the things that were out in the streets, the thing, it was all spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure it is.
Because somebody rose up. Someone rose up and said, no, this is not right and that's not right. And it was the Lord God.
That's right.
Amen.
And it was nothing and is nothing but the enemy, because he knew he was losing grip on us, because he thought he had us through immorality, through all the different sins, through the church being silent overall.
Mm-hmm.
Not individually and not as some churches, but overall, he thought he had us.
That's right.
And if he had us, he had the world.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, oh no, because I hear the cries. I still hear the cries of the forefathers. Yes. I still hear the cries of them that came to this land so that they could worship me in freedom. It was them that came after that brought the yucky. It wasn't them. We need to make sure we get our history correct. It was not them on the Mayflower that brought turmoil.
No.
They came so that they could worship God. It was them that came after that said, oh, let's fight over this new land that these people came to. But when he did that, it broke something. And this year, we are going to find life, because when you bless Israel, you bless yourself.
That's right. That's right.
The curse has been broken.
That's God's word.
It's been broken.
You bless Israel, you get blessed.
You bless Israel, you are blessed. How can you not say a carrot's not orange? And why would these other countries rise up in the UN and be against it? Is Columbia not the capital of South Carolina?
Yes.
Who can deny that? It is. Jerusalem is. But I'm going to tell you what. It broke something. It brought life. And the countries, you're going to see it. The countries that are also going to move their embassies to Jerusalem that stood up and said with him, yes, you're going to see them blessed first.
That's right.
In this world. You're going to see Venezuela blessed.
Amen.
You're going to see the rest of them blessed, because if you bless Israel,
that's right.
In the people, they are the first fruits. What is first fruits? Why do you honor your parents? Because they gave you life.
My God.
If you honor your parents, it's not, it is respecting them, it is helping them, is doing all those things, but that's not where the honor is. That's a part of it. You honor your parents because they are the ones that gave you life. God made it clear in his word that Israel is my first fruit.
That's right.
Why? Why do we honor them? Because without Israel, we have no life.
No life.
If we don't water the root will dry up and die. If the root dries up and dies, so do the branches. So do the fruits on the branches. So do the leaves. Israel is God's first fruit. And if we honor them, we will have life. And in doing so, and us as a nation declaring that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, then we have honored them. We have honored our source of life. And I'm going to tell you, it did something in the spiritual realm.
Please,
whether
God.
You believe it or not, it
pleased
did.
God.
It did, and it pleased,
pleased God.
It pleased God. Amen? And that has everything to do with Kai.
With life.
It's life.
It does.
Because if you keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them.
Mm.
You will live in that word.
Mm.
You will live in that word. Amen?
Wow.
Hallelujah. Now, one of the prayers, and there's several that they say, sorry, I thought I brought it up with me, and I am going to just read it from this because my Amplified was already so written up in this one, and last night I went through and tried to circle it, and I made it even more, but this psalm was already so marked up. This is one of the reasons that this is one of their daily prayers. And they stand and they honor the Lord with this is because He is mentioned 18 times in this psalm. And it is Psalms 29.
So let us stand while
yes.
it's being read. Let us do that.
And then in Hebrew, you know that they are particular about how they say the name of God because they believe the name of God is so holy that they actually won't say it and they will leave a letter out because they don't want to dishonor.
That's right.
So they do it this way to make sure that they don't dishonor His name. So they will say many times Hashem, which Hashem, the word H-A in that is V. And they're saying the name. The name. That's
Hashem.
What Hashem.
Hashem.
I believe it's Hashem. Hashem is how they pronounce it. And it said 18. I'm going to read it first and then perhaps we can. I don't know if we can read it together. So Psalms 29. Give unto Hashem, O ye mighty. Give unto Hashem glory and strength. Give unto Hashem the glory due unto His name. Worship Hashem in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. Hashem is upon many waters. The voice of Hashem is powerful. The voice of Hashem is full of majesty. The voice of Hashem breaketh the cedars. Yea, Hashem breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of Hashem divideth the flames of fire. The voice of Hashem shaketh the wilderness. Hashem shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Hashem maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forest. And in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. Hashem sitteth upon the flood. Yea, Hashem sitteth king forever. Hashem will give strength unto His people. Hashem will bless His people with peace. And Father, unto this, we toast you in 2018.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can go through and circle those if you would like or underline them. But that there He is 18 times in that short little psalm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hashem.
Hashem.
Hashem is mentioned 18 times. And spell
18,
Hashem.
H-A.
H-A.
S-H-E-M.
E-M, and that means the Lord.
It means the name.
The name, because His name is so holy.
Holy. It means not, the name.
It's mentioned 18 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's H-A, and they have it together. I should have done this correctly. For it's H-A together, a capital S, H-E-M. Capital H-A, capital S-H-E-M, Hashem. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And just on a little ending note here, just for a little chew for down the road, speaking about the spinal cord,
mm-hmm.
It has 18 discs in it.
Wow.
Now, there's an upper and a lower, but the actual cord,
ooh,
18.
Ooh, and you can't move without a spinal cord. In Him I live, and I move, and I have my being. Woo! In Him I have life.
Yeah. Yes. And see, that's already revelation because it hadn't even been preached yet, but that's part of it.
Glory to God.
I know.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There is something to this. God wants to bring us into a rich and satisfying life.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to
yes.
God. Any yes. questions or comments before?
All right. I got a pronunciation.
Okay. Let's get it on the recorder.
Okay.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe.
Come on, say it again.
That way you can look at it. I'll tell everybody you know yourself.
Is that how to pronounce Kai?
Mm-hmm.
Chai.
Okay.
Chai.
Chai.
Chai. They say chai.
Chai.
That's how
chai.
That. Yeah, that's.
That's not how the Hebrews say it, though.
That's not how
even
it.
Pastor it, Sylvia said it. She went, Kai. Kai, like you would do an early
okay,
show.
Now, the chai tea, that is how you pronounce
that
it.
That is chai. The chai tea.
But
yeah.
Hebrew, it means
chai. Kai.
Find another one.
That's okay. Anyone okay. else? Any questions or any comments that while I have the recorder on, while Miss Shirley's parting down over there with her music?
Carolyn found on Gateway Bible.
Yes.
If you look up the Jewish, it'll have the Hashem in those places like my notes.
Okay.
The Jewish Bible.
The Jewish Bible
okay.
has the.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Isn't this good?
I want to tell Ms. Carmen that you blessed Christine when you were talking about last week at Christ Central. She was looking it up, and she was talking about it all week. She said, I was looking at it when Ms. Carmen. Everything she said was true and right on, and you just blessed her. I mean, she went and researched and really
God.
Touched
Amen.
Praise God.
So we want Carmen to develop this, and anything the Lord gives you on this, to develop it too. And you know, we're always open to anything the Lord gives you. To be taught.
Amen.
Okay, we're always
Amen.
Open to that, okay?
Amen.
So,
and when, Shirley, well, we'll probably say it again next week.
Yeah,
I want
to find
to give,
the right one.
It's okay. It's
here.
Okay.
I wanted to, I meant to start off with this. I wanted to give a report on CCC and I and, O, Oliver Gospel Mission, OGM, CCC and OGM.
Okay, so before we do that, I'm going to dismiss us with a blessing.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Father, we thank You for the life You have given us. You have given us life abundantly.
Yes.
Father, bless Your people with Your word, Jesus, that You came to provide us with a rich and satisfying life. We receive that blessing. We look to You to cultivate that in us by the power of Your Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.